This is Red Ice Radio, a beacon of sanity from Northern Europe. RedIceCreations.com.
Welcome back. I'm Henrik. Thank you for tuning in today. And happy midsummers. We're right in the summer solstice. And whenever you tune in, it's always rewarding to be able to speak to you and bring you different opinions and research on many of the topics that we cover. RedIceCreations.com, that's where you can go and follow us on a regular basis. And beyond the radio program, I also hope you check out our news. Our news editor, Elizabeth, and I bring you stories from around the world and beyond. Today, we are going to discuss Lucifer, Satanism, how it is defined and what it means to be a Satanist with writer and practitioner of satanic black magic, Winter Lake. He has published 7 books on the subject of Satanism, remote viewing, and remote influencing. He's also a psychic that has assisted law enforcement in the capacity of finding the missing or the murdered. Winter is also an avid screenwriter, ghostwriter, and biographer. All right, first of all, thank you for writing us and expressing a desire to come on to the program. I think this will be quite interesting. So welcome to Red Ice Radio, Winter Lake. It's good to have you with us here today.
Well, thank you. It's wonderful to be on. I appreciate being a part of it.
Absolutely, you bet. We are going to try to get to some of the points, obviously, that you sent to us in terms of the nature of evil, man's inhumanity to man, a really interesting paper, a set of questions, if you will, on some of the topics that we're going to discuss here today. I thought we could set the terminology, if you will, first here, Winter. Define some of the terms and concepts so that potential misunderstandings are cleared off the table first. And again, this is just to make sure that we know what you're talking about and that we understand from what position, if you will, you come from. So first of all, would you categorize yourself as a Satanist?
Yes, I am a Satanist, as I feel that Satanism is the fastest growing religion in the world. It is overcoming all other obstacles, and it seeks out liberation. So I do consider myself a Satanist.
Now, as far as I understand it, very rudimentary understanding at this point, and that's why I'm going to ask you more about it. The concept of Satanism is something that is quite different than that which we, you know, get from movies or from the pastors, perhaps. I've heard that it's more about individualism, basically anti-altruistic tendencies and also anti-collectivist. Is there any truth to that? Because, again, just to be clear here, as far as I understand it, there is denominations of Satanism. We hear about, you know, we hear about rituals, people who are, you know, flogging cats and eating babies and stuff like that. But are there denominations within Satanism? Can we divide it up and classify it in a different way? What do you think?
Yes, Satanism breaks down into 3 separate categories, in my opinion. It breaks down into self-worship, which is more the aesthetic of concurrent LaVey Satanism, into theistic Satanism, where an actual devil of power exists and is worshipped or is atoned with. And then there is death worship, which is what you just kind of described, these individuals that are killing, seek to kill, and kill themselves, very destructive types. For a long time, you know, other Satanists or Luciferians would say, oh, no, you know, there aren't these bad people out there, and, you know, they didn't want to, you know, speak the truth, in my opinion, but there are very dangerous, evil death worshippers out there, and there are people that are carrying out an agenda to do harm and so on and so on, and that's just the 3 aspects that I believe exist.
All right. According to the Wikipedia definition, to just, you know, have some kind of you know, springboard to jump off from here, and then we could obviously discuss the details about this, it says, Satanism is a group of religions composed of a diverse number of ideological and philosophical beliefs, and also social phenomena. Their shared features include symbolic association with admiration for the character of and even veneration of Satan or similar rebellious Promethean and liberating figures. So that's quite a, kind of interesting there, because that brings in another component into all of this that I hope that we can discuss. Particularly Prometheus, I want to talk about that later, but what, if any, is the difference between Luciferianism and Satanism?
Luciferianism, I don't think, really is deviating from Satanism all that much. Luciferianism is a higher road to a lot of Satanists. It's the embrace of, in a sense, an Illuminati of the universe that spans the cosmos, that is in the rats and in the stars. It is an all-encompassing force. And I feel that Satanism is just another word for that. But they, or us, I am one of them as well, as I've already announced. But they, you know, we believe that there are different, you know, higher echelons or Mephistophelian concepts to this. But I think that they're one and the same.
Okay, interesting. What about the concept of the devil, Satan, and Lucifer? Again, is there any distinction we should make here?
I think they're one and the same. I mean, there are many different forms of evil, and there are many different forms of a devil, and they all carry on in a similar or more, you know, adjacent agenda unto themselves. I don't think there's a difference in that as well.
And so, you know, to me anyway, the subject of Satanism has been, well, it's been a very polarized subject, for the lack of a better word. To me, it feels like Christianity and also many other religions are, to a certain extent, dependent on Satanism, just like Satanism is dependent on them. Is it simply just the antithesis to Christianity? Is it defined by Christianity by just working in opposition to it? I mean, is it the other side of the same coin, Winter?
Satanism and Luciferianism, or the concept, is much older than Christianity. It goes into probably the beginning of our world with the dawning of Babylon and all these other certain things from that aspect of a civilization. And it has to really come from Pazuzu or Aram, which were more antique names of the creature Satan, or the embodiment of that spiritual essence. So it's actually not really the flip side of Christianity per se. It is more the flip side of a definition that man has embraced since the beginning of our time.
So would you say it's correct then that the other consequent religions were created in opposition to what you're talking about here? I mean, again, I actually read another account of this particular story today as well. We have a story on the website called Origins of the Devil. And it actually goes to Mesopotamia, Babylon, if you will, and tells a story about Zu, or Azuzu, as you said.
Yeah.
That details this, which is quite interesting. So if this is where man's worship began, has the consequent religions been in opposition to this then, would you say?
I don't know if they spawned out of opposition or more for human conditioning. It goes to the heart of my argument to say that I think humanity, along the lines as they were developing, were corralled into control prisms. And I think they were not allowed to evolve into their true nature, which I feel is inherently evil. And not allowed being that, you know, other evil intents were brought upon them in order to control, imprison, and so on and so on. I feel that religion is more a conditioning tool for humanity than anything else, even opposition to Satanism.
Very good point, and a very interesting point. This is part of some of the, some of the problems that I want to try to address here today as well. Because I don't know if it's clear or not, but again, you know, from my perspective, and we could use that as a point from discussion wise here, it's all kind of 180 degrees to me. Everything is mirrored and wrong in our world. If we again, then, for instance, look at an organization like the Catholic Church, I mean, many commentators have argued that this actually is a satanic organization by judging of the behavior of it. I mean, we have in its path murder, genocide, persecution, burnings, torture, rapes. We have this, you know, increasing allegations now of pedophiles within the church as well. So, Is this behavior satanic, in your opinion, Winter?
Absolutely. I mean, when you're dealing with indoctrination or psychological repression, as certain churches are, like the Catholic Church, and I don't really attack other religions, to be honest. I just don't care. So this isn't really a statement to be like averse to Christianity or any of it, because it's relegated to the doldrums, in my opinion. But yes, obviously they are carrying on evil intent. They're, you know, molesting children, they're stealing money, they're more interested in greed and so on, other than trying to save or salvation of some humanity. You know, it's just, it goes down to selfish intent and power.
Absolutely. So is this then evidence, in your opinion, that the power of Satan is strong in the world because it's acted through organizations like the Catholic Church? And isn't it weird, though, at the same time, that they claim then to represent God and goodness and Jesus and everything else like this, but their behavior is quite different? How do we tackle some of these inconsistencies in behavior, if you will?
Well, you know, denial is strong. Denial is strong throughout humanity, and denial is strong in all religions. I mean, Islam wouldn't even allow our conversation to occur. They would cut our heads off as heretics. You know, going back, you know, into ancient times as of in 2012. I mean, it just comes down to freedom of choice, freedom of speech. It's a generalized over throughout most religions that they're repressing societies or humans in nature. And I think that stems from just their tools of indoctrination, that they're seeking themselves to be rich and to carry on with their own agenda. They don't really care about, you know, humanity as a whole or some greater good. They're more concerned about, you know, the furtherance of their organization.
So would you say consciously the religions you're talking about have not aligned themselves according to Satanism? They just, how should we put it then? They just do what they do and they are misguided, or is this the plan? I mean, are they just devious organizations that truly are out to hurt other people, but they just claim to come in the name of good? What do you think, Winter?
Yeah, they're just out for themselves. I mean, all of them are. Islam, to your tyrant in Africa, to, you know, the cartels in Mexico, you know, to the Catholic Church. They're just out for themselves, for the greed and the base evil that they're following. And they don't realize that they've succumbed to a darker element. And in my opinion, that element is Satan, and that's a great deception.
Okay, because that's an interesting point. I want to try to clarify that as well. Then, if you call yourself a Satanist and you watch this kind of behavior out there in the world, is that something, in your opinion, then, that you think is good, or how do you align yourself according to this?
Well, you know, it's easy to say that I take the high road, but you know, I really don't. You know, I look at it as what it is. I think humans are, you know, innately flawed in that they're not allowed to follow their true nature. And I think that a lot of these other agendas are indoctrinating them. Now, is that good that these are all befalling and that people are running around in this way? It is like the lowest level of Satanism. I think, you know, if mankind were to unite, you know, and certain people say, you know, when are you going to start the church, or when are you going to organize something? You know, I have no interest in that. You know, they say I'm the spokesman for Satanism on planet Earth. I think that's a big, you know, moniker to carry. You know?
Yeah.
The crown and all that nonsense, you know, and I'm not trying to be a leader, you know, and not even deviating, you know, I think I would fall into the same crux that all these other organizations have fallen into, you know. But I mean, I think if it were to occur, it would probably unite the world, and we would go out in space and do a lot, you know, greater things other than running around after each other on planet Earth.
Yeah. So what's the higher level of Satanism like then? If we've just now talked about the lower here first, yeah?
I mean, the higher is, I mean, I retired when I was 30 years old, you know? I mean, it's about being able to do whatever you want to do. Is that roughshodding over everyone? No. I mean, I'm not looking to end up in jail, and I don't want, you know, to go out and injure people or animals or any of that. And I think the higher road is trying to be the greatest, you know, Aryan creature you can be. Aryan per se, be, you know, not saying that I'm some Nazi or something, or saying that I'm better than anyone else. It's just about achievement, because I think that Lucifer is liberation, and I think that through that all is possible. And I think that a lot of these religions are trying to indoctrinate people, and it leads to sheeple enslavement.
So Lucifer, is if we continue that definition there as well, I want to get back to that according to Wikipedia, because it picks up here and says, particularly after the European Enlightenment, some works such as Paradise Lost were taken up by Romanticists and described as presenting the biblical Satan as an allegory representing a crisis of faith, individualism, free will, wisdom, and enlightenment. Because we have this undercurrent, if you will, in history where, you know, some people call them Illuminati, the enlightened brotherhood, if you will, that then alleged enlightened, that tried to, you know, through, you know, secret society network, etc., create the revolutionary tendencies around the world in France, and also in, you know, very important in the creation of the United States, that it was in some way built on this idea of freeing yourself, of venerating the individual. Would this then, in your view, turn this movement, the European Enlightenment, into a Satanist or Luciferian movement?
They are. I mean, the Illuminati, I found really very, very little evidence of an actual Illuminati existing. Are there very wealthy individuals that seek again to indoctrinate and control people and possibly even destroy vast volumes of population through an extermination event? There is a possibility of this. You know, are they per se Satanists or Luciferians or an Illuminati? From our perspective, they could be labeled that, and there could be a certain level of that. But that's where I'm not. I don't want to enslave people. I want to liberate people. And I think that, you know, there are certain groups or individual men that are lost within their own soul, if they even have one left. And they do seek out to, you know, do these things or to get involved or roughshod over people. And I just think it's a waste of time. That's not what I think that Satanism or Luciferianism is. But, you know, for me to say, oh, these types don't exist, I think that would be ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So again, if we try to clear up some of the mess here, because, well, at least to me it's a mess because I haven't really looked into it so much. Maybe there's a clear lines and distinctions here, but if we look at the behavior of the world leaders and where they're heading, in my view, then their behavior is satanic. Maybe not the high level that you're talking about,
right,
of simply being anti-collectivist, anti-altruistic and such, because if we look around in the world, Winter, I think we're personally, in a way, a lot of the problems that are happening is because people are trying to run around to fix, as you say, and also control, consequently, everybody else and their behavior. And this is definitely part of what the government, the politicians, and even the, you know, the corporate world is trying to do as well. So how do we explain that or define that, if we can, and how does that fit into the picture? Again, is this just unconscious behavior from their part, and that they've been taken over by a darker force, or?
Well, you know, it starts as childhood, and power corrupts absolutely. You know, you'll get an individual elected into office. You know, they may come in under the premise that they're Christian, that they want to carry out some altruistic agenda. Then they get a taste of the money. They fall to greed and a series of other, you know, designs, which, you know, that make them hail into a whole different reality and probably end up being more evil than any Satanist that could walk the earth. You know, I mean, it just comes down to the falling of an individual and, you know, not staying virtuous to themselves. They're not carrying on a satanic thing per se. They're just out to, you know, attain what they want to get, and they'll do it by any means necessary, and people are the commodity, you know. And they're just, if an extermination event happens, it will happen and it continue to happen. They'll do probably very little to evade that, you know. We'll find out. I mean, the world is a very dark place, but I think that that darkness, in my opinion, could be very beautiful, because I think that mankind is going against his own nature. And this goes back to, you know, what I said about that whole thing about inherent evil and so on.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I definitely want to, you know, discuss that more in detail later, your view on darkness, to how the world, you know, looks, if you will. Also, the natural world, the nature out there. We have a predatory system. And mankind is, in some cases, trying to distance themselves from this, and there are some problems that arise when they do. But I just wanted to reemphasize that point that you mentioned. It's amazing how often, as well, we hear from these pastors or leaders, some great churches. There's one that happened recently here. He got caught with, like, you know, crack cocaine. He had gotten himself a male prostitute, a hooker, and everything else. And but see, in his view, then, he turns around and then he says, yep, see, that's evidence that Satan tried to trick me. Satan exists in this world, and therefore we have to work even harder to, you know, prevent them from taking over. It's like a self-fulfilling prophecy, right? They study Satanism, what that is, or maybe from the perspective that they are at, you know, in opposition to it. But then it seems like some of them are succumbing to that force, and that re-emphasizes their own worldview. Would you say that that's correct, Winter?
You know, the preachers, just heretics. You know, you even get into some of these philosophers, these armchair destitutes who are broke and crying out to a god to relieve their suffering, when all they are just swindlers, cons, and charlatans. They're just selling jargon to make a buck. And that's just their whole innate truth of themselves is, I am for me. I don't care about anybody else. I'm going to run over everybody else. You know, I'm going to put on some charade that I'm this Puritan, and then I'm just going to go out and subjugate and exploit people and carry on with all this other nonsense.
In your view, is altruism dangerous? Is collectivism dangerous?
No, it's not. Collectivism is what Satanism is. It's, you know, it's truth, it's freedom, and it's being honest to yourself. You know, I think that altruism would be a beautiful thing. The problem is when you get into these other individuals that take kindness for weakness, and they seek to exploit it. And that's what's been happening in the world, and it's going to continue to happen. You know, certain whole elements are geared for that, because anything that threatens their money, they're going to take any step necessary to make that not be a threat.
Okay, well, then I'm a little bit confused again, because again, I thought that Satanism and Luciferianism was about the veneration of the individual, not caring about everybody else, correct?
Well, if you have a group of individuals all going towards the same direction, or maybe even not, it's far better than having an indoctrinated sheeple society. And I know there may be some contradictions there, but, you know, perception that I see it as is that it's about being enlightened and awakened to a truth, and to be the highest creature you can be. And if you can have a group of those, then your society is improved exponentially.
Okay, interesting. How does Prometheus play into this, the mythological story of the one who, again, rebelled against the gods, took their technology and gave it to man? How important is this in your ideology, Winter?
You know, I have to be honest with you. I've studied it somewhat, and I find so many flaws in myths that I tend not to really go there. But I'm in love with the Prometheus concept. I think it'd be grandiose to have this thing where, you know, we were allotted a great knowledge by an individual, and I could almost and deviating attributed to like an alien coming from space.
Right.
And saying, this is the greatest technology we have. We are from the galaxy. You are off here in this lone world and let us give you this. But it's almost like our world is more a reality TV show for aliens. You know, they're probably sitting back and they're like, let's see what the humans are doing to themselves today. But, you know, there are some, you know, certain humans, and I feel myself categorized in this, that feel that they're, you know, coming unto a greater, you know, deity, that they themselves are, you know, a higher minded enlightened Lucifer. So it's Satanism is about worshiping yourself per se. And but, you know, again, saying this, it sounds so arrogant, and it's absolutely what I despise, because I have another contradiction to offer you.
Okay.
Is like, I despise arrogant people, you know? Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm very down to earth, and I can't stand, you know, people that just think so highly of themselves. But I do, unfortunately, think very highly of myself and certain scientists that are projecting the Prometheus, that are bringing about, you know, we're going to escalate our knowledge. And this goes into something known as the satanic singularity, which I have touched on and which is coming in the future event for mankind.
Yeah, yes, this is very interesting. I want to talk about this later too. And I'm sorry if I bug you with these questions here, but again, I want to try to clarify this, because Winter, I you know, all sincerity believe that words have changed, they change their meanings all the time. They clutter our conceptions, and it's very important therefore also then to define the term so we know what we're talking about. If we just for a few moments again could brush everything to the side, like forget world history, forget everything that's happened in the world, or all the worlds you have, words you have associated with it. How would you define, first of all, yourself, you know, your ideology, and also then how a perfect world, in your opinion, would look, if there indeed is such a thing? Is that something you can do for us?
Yes, I do. I will do that, but I just have to say that I feel that, you know, that is like a huge thing for me to say that I would want to create a perfect world.
Right. Yeah, I understand that.
Because I'm just being honest, because it goes into the concept of some kind of tyrant or initiator of control, you know, prisms. And when I say the word prism, I mean, there's a mental control factor through sensory stimulus, but neither here nor there. Moving forward, If I wanted a perfect world, I would say we would have, and then I'll explain my ideology. I would say we could have a group of individuals, massive on any scale, billions or whatever, and they would be enlightened, highly intelligent creatures that would want the best for themselves. And in turn, in wanting that, they could want the best for others. But that's not what's going on now. What's going on now is I want the best for myself, but I want to put down other people. And the only way that I can seem to feel the best for myself is if I am oppressing a million people. But neither here nor there. In a perfect world, I'd want an enlightened bunch of Luciferians. That would be amazing. Now, my own personal philosophy is, you know, I feel that Lucifer is liberation. It brings about transfiguration, satanic clarity. You know, again, it's like knowing the highest form of man is me. It's the leap of evolution into an uncharted becoming. It's the law of might, but might for individual endeavor. And individual endeavor for a greater, you know, body of a man, or a greater body or a group. But that's not what's going on now. What's going on now is we're gonna have groups that are split up. Countries are a perfect example. And we're just gonna run over people, and this is how we get through.
Well, and that's another interesting point there, because the Bible talks about nations and the fact that God wants nations, and this alleged creation, or well, it is there, obviously, the creation of a new world order, a world government, etc., are ideas that are, from a Christian point of view, satanic. So, again, how How does that work in all of this? Does that mean that you think that the creation of a world government that is allegedly attempted by the elite, that that's something good? Or would you like people to work against that? What do you think?
Well, you know, the world government is a joke. You know, they're out to annihilate, you know, a good portion of people to make the world a better place for them and their heretics. You know, that definition of a world government, a new world order, is not the direction that I'm going in. It's ridiculous. It has everything, and it rings a bell of some kind of, you know, just oppression. And I think that will lead to an apocalypse society. And when apocalypse society occurs, there will be no grid. There will not be a grocery store down the street, no water. Bullets will be the most valuable thing on planet Earth. And, you know, humans will be a commodity until extinction. And, you know, it also says that, you know, not really says, but in psychology, you know, humans seek to destroy themselves. And why that is it a pursuit of an asset, a personal dominance and power? And then it leads back to the power that corrupts absolutely. So humans are a living contradiction.
We are, and it seems, you know, if you allow me to say so, that you also then have this schism within yourself, as you explained before, with this idea that in a perfect world you'd see everybody being, you know, enlightened and treated equal, but they, you know, arise to their highest potential. But at the moment, I think you said, if I'm not you know, misquoting you here then, though, that you like to see what is going on in the world, the destructive behavior. Is that correct?
Well, I like to see it because it's going to end this regime nonsense of these people carrying out, you know, their whole agendas against the, you know, the people. Do I like to see it? No. I mean, can I do anything about it? No. I mean, you just, it's a course of nature, and it's that whole thing that's occurring where, you know, majority are being subjugated by the few, but the few have just an enormous amount of power against the many.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm not for what's really going on. I mean, it just starts to get me infuriated, to be honest.
Right. Well, yeah.
You know, I just want to have my big houses, and I want to hide and do my philosophy, and, you know, travel around, you know, and stuff like that. And that may be arrogant, but it's like, what can I do? You know, I mean, and I look at it and I see it, and we can only go out and talk about it, but to take action, you end up in a jail cell in some black operation, you know?
Yeah.
And I've seen it happen.
Okay. Yeah. That's something maybe we can talk more about as well. But I want to get back to that point, that it seems then like when you talked about described the perfect world. I know it's kind of, you know, cheesy to put it in that way, but, you know, it speaks a little bit about how you would like things to be, and that to me seems like goodness. That seems like something very, very good. So, do you think that you're doing yourself a disservice by associating yourself and calling yourself a Satanist? After all, then, a word that today is associated with some of the things that they themselves seem to represent that we're talking against here.
Well, I think it breaks from the doldrums of religion. I was a Satanist as a child to break from indoctrination. I wanted to call a spade a spade. It was imperative for me to embrace my true nature. I felt that there was a logic of satanic hierarchies of evil, and that they could be one of the same entities or many entities which emanate and vibrate throughout the galaxy, not just here on Gaia. And it was something that I had personally established as, you know, again, as a child. And it was a formation of myself as a super Aryan. But is that for everybody? Probably not. And is that a threat to someone who's trying to indoctrinate and control people because that's how they make their money and get their power? Absolutely. It's really kind of a terrible thing that's going on, but it's the law of might.
The law of might, okay. Interesting. Can we define that a little bit?
Humans seek to subjugate each other. If there weren't these laws in place, it would be more of a chaotic raider reality where you just have people running around and anarchic things and just, you know, carrying on who has the most power to subjugate someone else and so on. And that's what I mean by the law of might.
Okay. Again, to touch upon this point that many people have argued before, that the elite are satanic or Luciferians. This seems to kind of be interchangeable and swap back and forth. I, from my point of view, there seems to be some differences between her, but we can put that to the side for now. One could argue then that their behavior, the elite's behavior, you know, gives this away, that there are Satanists. But in your view, are there other hints that this is the case? Are there evidences that indeed they are performing rituals? I mean, are they on the lower level Satanist scale, if we can place them there, Winter?
I mean, I don't even think they even know what they are. I think they're just carrying on, you know, that whole power corrupts absolutely thing. I don't even think they're Satanists. They wouldn't even call themselves Satanists. I mean, I've seen active secret societies working in ritual. It's more like theater than they practicing of some kind of satanic thing. But there are some, you know, getting into Bohemian Grove and some Masonic individuals and so on that carry on a religious nature.
Yeah.
But really, they're more into country club environments and hanging out and drinking, you know, and doing whatever. And it's just base evil. It's just, you know, base nonsense. They wouldn't be defined as a Satanist or a Luciferian.
Okay. Even those rituals that we see go on at Bohemian Grove, I mean, that's... I can't decide if is that theater or are they really, you know, honest, sincere. Is that a mass ritual? You've probably seen the footage, right, from the dark secrets inside the Bohemian Grove.
You know, I've been to Bohemian Grove. I really have. I've been there. It's just a country club environment. I've been around the Owl. I've seen all of that. The ritual was written by Ed Asner, who's an actor. There's a lot of some acting and theater. They're huge theater buffs there. I'm a theater buff too. I'm not a member of that group, but you can get in. I mean, if you know the right person, you get invited and go to the parties or whatever. In my opinion, there could be a secret group there carrying on with that ritual, the cremation of care and appraisal of Lucifer. That absolutely could be going on, but that was written by an actor for actors. Is that actual ritual? It is, in my opinion, looking like one. I have not attended that ritual or seen other rituals there. In my opinion, it's more just like a bunch of rich guys hanging out drinking tea. But there could be, you know, an underlying group of them. You know, I was there and I carry on with rituals and spells and all that. So, you know, more than likely there's something going on there. But do I feel that the average individual who is of some kind of grade carrying on, you know, saying they're a Satanist, I seriously doubt it. They're more into like buying new golf clubs and making it to the tee on time.
All right. Well, how did you become to get invited, if you don't mind me asking?
Just through different people I know, you know, just through networking. You know, if you network with the right people, you can just go in. I mean, that's all it is, really.
What about some of the stuff Nixon said? I mean, he talked, there's a YouTube clip up there. For instance, Nixon tape discusses homosexuals at Bohemian Grove. This is something that's been repeated. He talked about it, that it was like a gay club, gay meeting. What do you make of that?
You know, I have no idea. I mean, I don't really care about the whole gay thing, to be honest. I mean, I don't care if a person chooses their sexuality, they can. I don't care.
Sure.
But, you know, I mean, he's the president or was the president, heavily corrupted, in my opinion, and probably just had an opinion which was very, you know, neocon oriented, because they just have a really gay phobia. And more than likely, you know, he was just saying something there. If that was going on, I didn't see it. I mean, I felt the place to be kind of boring. I mean, it's very beautiful. It's like 10,000 acres. I mean, it's really a pretty landscape. But,
right, yeah.
You know, I'm sure there probably is a whole gay thing going on. I mean, I don't really know, man.
Right. So, What about the just another misconception there? I think it's primarily spread by Alex Jones, but the owl, that's not Moloch, right? Who is that deity there, the owl?
Well, it could be Moloch. I mean, it could be anything. It's really cool. I mean, it's a beautiful thing. I mean, it's awesome looking. I mean, somebody went through a lot of trouble to do it.
That's for sure.
It looks carved to me, which is amazing. But, you know, there are other carvings there. There's bats, there's spiders, there's all kinds of carvings throughout the woods, that land. That's not just the only one. I got to see a lot. So.
And this doesn't seem to be such an uncommon thing, though. If we look back into history, we have organizations or secret clubs, groups like the Hellfire Club. We have Benjamin Franklin, members of that, while he at the same time is setting up shop over in America and stuff like that, right? You have Franco Rebellious, is he called?
Yeah, there's a lot of these. They're secret societies, and I would say that the Bohemian Club is a secret society for the rich, really. And, you know, the Hellfire Club, now that group was evil. Right. That group was evil. They used to set fire to cats. They used to rape women. They were into that, you know, they were into devil worship. They were into some not so good activities. And I'm not into hurting cats or, you know, raping women, to be honest. That does zero interest for me. You know,
What is the allure of that? By the way, is that a function to that? Is that evidence of just a screwed up psychology, a sickness? What is the draw there? I just don't get it.
I think it has to do with just taboo and breaking the boundaries of a law or some kind of conscription. You know, having power over something else. You know, I was sitting in a restaurant yesterday, which overlooks a river, and deviating. There were children. Okay, down by the water, and they were taking stones and they were killing the baby ducks that were swimming in the water. Okay, now I know this is bizarre. The whole restaurant was watching. There were people just looking, and some were like, "Oh, look at that!" I was the only person in the whole restaurant that stood up and yelled at those children to stop killing the ducks.
Yeah, right.
You know, I mean, I'm deviating, but it was just such a disturbing thing. Mm-hmm. You know, to see, and I think that the Hellfire Club, when they endeavored to do such things, they were just trying to just be assholes, they were, you know, injuring, you know.
Right, right. And there would be people arguing, I think, here at this point, I would be one of those who agree with this, that the children there are simply a product of a sick society. They actually don't have this wickedness within themselves, but they are playing out something, the messages, if you will, that has been sent to them throughout their short life so far. What's your take on that? I mean, otherwise, I can't explain why they would do this.
Children are very desensitized, especially in America. They're desensitized to violence. And they can, you know, a great book on this is The Lord of the Flies, when it just shows viciousness that can come out from an untrained child. And I would attribute some of this to that.
Yeah. All right, well, it's very interesting listening to this in a little bit here. We're going to take a little break. There was so much more to talk about, obviously. We haven't really gotten into any of it. We scraped the surface here so far. I want to talk with you more about transhumanism, if that connects with Satanism. You mentioned the satanic singularity before, and I definitely want to talk more about that, and also then going on from there, going into the some of the aspects of the nature of evil. Well, we're still talking about that, obviously, in a sense, but man's inhumanity to man here. There's much more to discuss. But why don't we take the last couple of minutes here and talk a little bit about your website, some of the material that you have out there. You've written quite a few books. You have screenplays. Tell us about your website and what you have on there, Winter.
Well, what I have on there currently is all, not all, but some of the books that I've written in regards to black magic and spell work in that agenda, curses, and so on. It is basically satanic in nature, but I do write a lot of poetry, and I've published that as well. My screen work, I'm a member of the Writers Guild West in California, so I do a lot of ghostwriting for major motion pictures. I'm coming out with a vampire sitcom, which should be on
You're kidding.
Yeah, okay. It's ironic. Wow. No, it's very funny. I'm going to actually be starring in it. I was dragging my heels to do it, but it should be on either HBO or A&E or something. Right. I don't know.
What was it called again? What's the name of it?
It's called Star-Crossed Vampires.
Okay.
It's a very dark comedy. It has very sexy girls in it. And I'll have a link up, and it's a very, you know, just very entertaining thing. And it was filmed, you know, like a formal thing, but it's made to be, you know, to definitely catch a laugh and so on. But other than that, I'm writing major motion picture as well. Other than television, and I'm going to be coming out with another book, which is called Black Magic is Might, which because I feel that black magic is the most preeminent magical practitioner on Earth. You know, I guess that's, again, going back, it's a high statement, but I do feel that black magic is the most powerful magic on Earth. So
yeah, I think you're right. I think a lot of people in the upper echelons, those at least, the advisors behind the scenes, those who make the policy, seems to understand this and use it against many people who don't understand it. That's for sure. But we could talk.
They do.
Yeah.
But, you know, Heinrich, I don't know if they really even do. I just think they get a buck, and then I don't even know if they're even into Satan or something.
No, I agree with you. I don't think that they, by name, they would never associate themselves with it. I'm just saying that, I mean, if you look at some of the marketing strategists out there, for Christ's sake, that's black occult, you know, ritual magic that they're using there in some cases. But they don't know it, right?
Oh, it really openly. Is.
Yeah.
It really is. I mean, look at Syria.
Yeah.
Look at the bloodshed over there.
Yep. I agree. It's complete. And again, I'm back to this point again. It's completely upside down and mirrored. The world is crazy, and people define themselves according to words that have been completely changed in meaning. And we, you know, if there is truth to this, we don't even understand what we're doing anymore. But somewhere behind there, I think there are people who are on the ball, and they're guiding society in this direction. And maybe we can talk more about that in the next hour, Winter. But I want to again give out the URL for your website here, Winter Lake, and the last name is spelled L-A-A-K-E, winterlake.com. And on there you can find books, music, you have readings, you have screenplays, and a lot of other stuff as well. So that's good stuff. Is there anything else you want to mention about your website before we wrap things up with the first segment here, Winter?
No, I mean, I do actively engage with people on tarot readings and looking into the future. And I do a lot of curse work, either, you know, if people feel they're cursed, I'll either banish the curse for them, or we can discover if they are cursed. I do a lot of that work as well.
All right, really good. Stay with us, Winter. We'll be right back after this break with much more.
It's coming, it's coming. It's coming, it's coming. It's coming, it's coming. From the fire, kissing like a liar. Even hell is made of love. Flower, let me help you. I will be your dragon. Power, come ride my life, come on. motion towards this Armageddon we hope. Even hell is made of love. Even hell is made of love. Even hell is made of love. So come on.
That's Hour 1 with Winter Lake. You can continue listening to the second hour of this or any of our previous programs in our members area. Subscribe at redicecreations.com. It's only €5 per month, and we have subscriptions going from 3 months up to 2 years, whatever works for you. In the second hour for members, we'll discuss voodoo cults and Satanists who are into the death worship aspect. We'll move on to talk about the Satanic Singularity, which is deeply connected to the transhuman movement. Winter talks about how mankind will evolve with the aid of technology. He says it will be brutal and wicked unless we attain higher consciousness. He shares his remote viewing visions of the period between 2020 and 2050, revealing a non-altruistic reality. He explains what Luciferian consciousness is and what it takes to attain a higher level of it. Later, Winter talks about the nature of evil versus nature. Stay with us as a member. You can stream or download any of our previous programs. Keep listening to Red Ice Radio. You can listen to the majority of what we produce for free without commercial interruptions. I hope you enjoy and learn something new. Alex Newman is up next, live from Rio. He's down at the Earth Summit, and we're going to get an update on the developments down there. For a full list of our upcoming guests, check out our Radio Archive page. We'll be right back with Hour 2.